State Senator Mary Lozick says her bill would alleviate the financial burden to such schools by giving them until November 2012 to comply with the state's mascot law. The New Berlin Republican says currently in her district, McGuanago school officials have until this October to get rid of their Indians mascot. Lozick says that may cost them between $30,000 and $50,000.
And they need the dollars for education. So to force them to change a mascot, which they've had for years and years and years and years, and to put a burden of proof on them that they are guilty of some dastardly deed is very contrary to our judicial system.
Lozick says it will also buy time for further challenges to the mascot law, which went into effect last year. A legal hearing is being held next month in Waukesha County on a lawsuit questioning the law's constitutionality. And Whitewater Representative Steve Noss has a bill aimed at repealing the law, though it remains stuck in the Homeland Security Committee. If Lozick's bill is enacted, it would apply to any school district previously ordered by the Department of Public Instruction to eliminate its mascot. The first complaint filed under the law was filed against Osseo Fairchild, which has until the end of July to comply with the DPI's order and remove its chieftain's mascot. Supporters of the law say race-based mascots are discriminatory, promote racial stereotypes, and hurt the well-being of Native American students. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.